Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is January 21, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Signature Bank adds $2.5 billion in non-interest-bearing deposits in Q4. Guggenheim CIO says Bitcoin may have topped out for now. Russian court takes crypto exchange Binance off website blacklist. Silvergate took nearly $3 billion in deposits from digital currency customers in Q4 2020. Kraken adds 26 crypto trading pairs to capture growing UK, Australia markets. eToro survey finds pensions and endowments are finally waking up to crypto. Bitcoin option traders hedge against downside risk as price dips to near $32,000. First mover, as Bitcoin flips bearish, neither Biden nor BlackRock brightens mood. Now let's get started. Signature Bank adds $2.5 billion in non-interest-bearing deposits in Q4. These deposits are seen as a proxy for growth among crypto industry clients. New York-based Signature Bank has added $2.5 billion in non-interest-bearing deposits in the fourth quarter 2020, falling just $500 million shy of Silvergate's $2.9 billion in new deposits from digital currency customers in Q4. Cryptocurrency firms are often a rich source of low-cost deposits for the few banks that openly serve the sector. As such, analysts have paid close attention to non-interest-bearing deposit growth at Signature. These deposits represent nearly 30% of total deposits at the bank. Total deposits increased at the bank quarter over quarter by $8.98 billion, with money market deposits representing the lion's share. Signature's average cost of deposits and average cost of funds for the fourth quarter of 2020 decreased by 66 and 69 basis points to 0.42% and 0.57%, respectively. Guggenheim's CIO says Bitcoin may have topped out for now. Guggenheim Partners' CIO says Bitcoin could retrace all the way back to $20,000. Bitcoin's bull run may have peaked and the cryptocurrency could suffer a significant price pullback, according to Guggenheim Partners' Chief Investment Officer Scott Minard. For the time being, we have probably put in a top for Bitcoin for the next year or so, Minard told CNBC on Tuesday, adding that the cryptocurrency could retrace to $20,000. Bitcoin reached a record high of $41,962 on January 8 and has been mainly restricted to a range of $30,000 to $40,000 ever since. The uptrend began in early October, when the cryptocurrency was trading near $11,000 and went ballistic in the second half of December, with prices rising from $19,000 to $38,000, according to CoinDesk 20 data. Price pullbacks often follow such big rallies. When we have a doubling of a price of an asset in the course of a month, we are prone to having a setback, Minard said while explaining the rationale behind his forecast for a decline to $20,000. Minard told Bloomberg a month ago that Bitcoin's fair value was $400,000 and recently warned of speculative frenzy gripping the market. Guggenheim Partners, which manages more than $230 billion worth of assets, started investing in Bitcoin when the cryptocurrency was trading around $10,000. Minard also shared his view on traditional markets, pointing to the Federal Reserve's open-ended liquidity boosting bond purchase program as the main reason for the slump in the U.S. dollar. The dollar index DXY, which tracks the greenback's value against major currencies, fell by 6.83% in 2020 and recently reached a 34-month low of 89.21. Trend in the dollar is for more weakness, Minard said. Bitcoin and the dollar index have moved in opposite directions since the March crash, and the inverse correlation between the two is strengthening. Russian court takes crypto exchange Binance off website blacklist. A court in the Arkhangelsk region ruled last summer Binance should be blocked, but the exchange wasn't notified until months later. Binance, the biggest cryptocurrency exchange by trading volume, has persuaded a Russian court to take its website off a regulator's blacklist. The site has been blocked since June, when a court in the Arkhangelsk region ruled in favor of local prosecutors, saying the company was helping distribute information about Bitcoin (BTC) -9.13%, and that the cryptocurrency is unregulated. Issuance and usage of bitcoins are fully decentralized, and there is no way to regulate it by the government, which contradicts the current Russian law, the September court decision read. However, Binance wasn't notified about the court hearings and only found out that it was blacklisted by the internet censorship agency Roskomnadzor 3 months later, according to Gleb Kostarev, Binance's Russian representative. This prevented the exchange from being able to properly defend its rights in court. After Binance challenged the decision, requesting the appropriate process, the prosecutors withdrew their complaint. The new court ruling, seen by CoinDesk, indicates cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin are not illegal in Russia. The country's law on digital assets, which came into force on January 1, recognizes cryptocurrencies as taxable property and regulates the issuance of centralized digital tokens in the country. President Vladimir Putin has also signed an order that civil servants must report their crypto holdings. The country's central bank has also published a directive limiting the amount of digital assets a non-qualified investor in Russia can buy to no more than 600,000 rubles worth in 1 year, about $7,740. Rules for how Russians must report their crypto holdings for tax purposes are still being finalized. Silvergate took nearly $3 billion in deposits from digital currency customers in Q4 2020. The majority of the new deposits came from cryptocurrency exchange clients. Silvergate Bank accepted a whopping $2.9 billion in new deposits from new and existing digital currency customers in the fourth quarter of 2020, according to an earnings report released on Wednesday. The majority of these new deposits came from crypto exchanges, which deposited $1.7 billion more in cash to their accounts quarter on quarter. Institutional investor deposits grew by $961 million and those from other customers by $234 million. The La Jolla, Calif.-based bank added 41 digital currency customers for a total of 969. Crypto firms are often a rich source of low-cost deposits for the few banks that openly serve the sector. For 2020, Silvergate's average cost of deposits was 0.27%. For scale, average deposit costs for mid-cap commercial banks are normally around 0.75% to 1.25%. The Silvergate Exchange Network (SEN), a fiat on-ramp for Bitcoin (BTC), -9.24% markets, processed 90,763 transactions and transferred $59.2 billion over the network during the last quarter. Looking ahead to 2021, I am extremely excited about the multiple paths to continued growth and opportunities to monetize the SEN platform, such as digital asset lending and custodial services, Silvergate CEO Alan Lane said in a press release, adding, in particular, SEN Leverage, a lending offering that was piloted through the majority of the past year, is now a core Silvergate product that enables customers to obtain US dollar loans collateralized by Bitcoin. We anticipate increased demand for this offering over the next year. Fee income collected from digital currency customers was $3.8 million in Q4, a $500,000 increase from the third quarter. Through the whole of 2020, Silvergate raked in $11.1 million in fees from digital currency clients, more than doubling the $4.9 million taken in 2019. The bank's Tier 1 leverage ratio, which measures equity capital against risk-weighted assets, dipped below 10% in the fourth quarter, but remained well above the regulatory threshold of 5% at 8.29%. Kraken adds 26 crypto trading pairs to capture growing UK, Australia markets. Kraken's biggest ever expansion of trading pairs is aimed at growing its presence in the two promising markets. Cryptocurrency exchange Kraken has more than doubled the number of trading pairs available to customers using pounds sterling GBP, and the Australian dollar AUD. In a press release Thursday, the exchange said the move expands its presence in two markets that have substantial upside potential. The digital currency industry is at a critical tipping point as institutional investors start to allocate into the asset class, said Kraken's managing director for Australia, Jonathan Miller. Through a marked expansion in trading pairs, clients globally will be able to gain exposure to cryptocurrencies at the bleeding edge. 14 of the exchange's listed cryptocurrencies are now able to be traded against GBP and AUD on the near 10-year-old exchange. Not all cryptocurrencies available on Kraken can be directly exchanged for each other. The new offerings pair Stellar XLM, -5.43%, Cardano ADA, -2.96%, Chainlink Link, -1.31%, and Polkadot, among others, against GBP and AUD. The news marks the largest pair expansion in Kraken's history and allows traders using GBP and AUD to gain greater exposure in some of the industry's fastest-growing segments, the exchange said. The cryptocurrency space isn't just about Bitcoin, and it isn't just about the US dollar, said Curtis Ting, Kraken's managing director, Europe. According to the exchange, the UK is one of Kraken's most active customer bases in relation to staking cryptocurrencies, while Australia represents one of the exchange's fastest-growing markets since it began operations in the country last June. eToro survey finds pensions and endowments are finally waking up to crypto. The exchange quizzed 25 institutional players about crypto investing, including a couple of pension funds. Some of the largest and most risk-averse asset managers, including the likes of pension funds and endowments, are now looking at crypto as an asset class, according to research released Thursday by trading platform eToro. The eToro commissioned market research, which quizzed 25 big institutions in Q3 2020 about investing in crypto, comes on the heels of news that BlackRock, the largest asset manager on the planet, is dipping its toe into Bitcoin futures. The respondents included endowments and pension funds, said Spencer Mindlin, an analyst at Eight Group who carried out the research. Funds and asset managers made up a proportion and some of the banks have asset management divisions and we spoke with a couple of folks there too. The overarching response from participants, a split among banks, brokers, fund managers and custodians, was that the crypto market has matured towards being institutional grade over the previous 2 years, and the time was right to get involved. People are recognizing that where it took other markets, say, 10 years to mature, the crypto market has taken 2 years to reach levels of liquidity that we see in other asset classes, Mindlin said in an interview. Regulated markets were the preferred execution venue of the respondents, followed by over-the-counter OTC market makers and crypto spot exchanges. Unsurprisingly, the possible launch of regulated funds and exchange-traded fund ETF products were stated as guaranteeing institutional growth. The invitation to institutions looking at digital assets was further extended last week by news the U.S. Office of the Comptroller of the Currency (OCC) had granted crypto custodian Anchorage a national trust charter to become a digital bank. Enlisting the help of digital asset custody specialists was also a priority, the research found, with the concept of so-called hot wallets, storage media connected to the internet for any significant length of time, generally viewed as inappropriate for the institutional market. Bitcoin option traders hedge against downside risk as price dips to near $32,000. Options traders look to be preparing for further falls in Bitcoin's price in the short term, according to PutCallSkew data. Amid another price downturn Thursday, Bitcoin options traders appear to be becoming less bullish on the immediate prospects for the cryptocurrency. The one-week PutCallSkew, which measures the spread between prices of short-term puts and calls, has risen to a five-week high of 14%. The skew had bottomed out near an extremely bullish -33% just a week ago, according to data source skew. 1, 3, and 6-month skews have also climbed from recent lows, but are still in bullish territory. The shift is the result of increased demand for downside hedges, or puts, alongside significant selling in bullish calls. over 380 contracts of the January 29 expiry $30,000 calls have been bought today, Swiss-based data analytics platform Levitas told CoinDesk. Meanwhile, call selling accounts for nearly 50% of total trading volume on major exchanges, according to SKU. Bearish bets or puts have been drawing bids since Tuesday. Put options at $32,000 and $36,000 strikes saw high demand on Wednesday, according to Deribit Insights. Someone bought more than 600 contracts of the January 29 expiry put options on Tuesday. The data indicates some investors were preparing for a price drop. Bitcoin is facing the pull of gravity at press time, trading down 6.4% at $32,940. Price had fallen as low as $32,200 a short time ago, the lowest since January 11. The losses could be attributed to regulatory concerns triggered by the U.S. Treasury Secretary nominee Janet Yellen's recent comments that the use of cryptocurrencies in illicit financing needs to be curtailed. Additional bearish pressure could be stemming from prominent investors saying prices are unlikely to return to the recent record high near $42,000 for some time. We probably have put in the top for Bitcoin (BTC) minus 9.27% for the next year or so. We are likely to see a full retracement back to the $20,000 level, Guggenheim Global CIO Scott Minard said on CNBC on Wednesday. The cryptocurrency may further face chart-driven selling in the short term. Bitcoin has dived out of a narrowing price range with the move toward $32,000. The range breakdown is backed by a below 50 bearish reading on the 14-day relative strength index, RSI. As such, the psychological support of $30,000 stands exposed. Should the sell-off gather pace, put options will likely see stronger buying pressure. First mover, as Bitcoin flips bearish, neither Biden nor BlackRock brightens mood. There's a lot of long-term bulls in the Bitcoin market. But in the short term, pretty much everyone has suddenly turned bearish. Bitcoin (BTC) was lower for a third straight day, slipping below the $34,000 level that had been seen as a market floor in recent weeks. Downside volatility struck. Leonard Neo, head of research for the cryptocurrency-focused Stack Funds, wrote Thursday in a weekly newsletter. In traditional markets, European share indexes rose ahead of a press conference with European Central Bank President Christine Lagarde, after a meeting in which officials left interest rates unchanged and said they might not use the entirety of a pledged asset purchasing program if it's not needed. In the U.S., stock futures pointed to a higher open after major indexes surged to new records Wednesday as Joe Biden was peacefully sworn in as the new U.S. president despite law enforcement warnings over the past week that some protests might turn violent. Market moves. Bitcoin prices have fallen over the past couple weeks, and cryptocurrency analysts are suddenly turning bearish. In the short term, at least. Even prices for Ether, ETH, minus 6.81%, ETH, the second biggest cryptocurrency after Bitcoin, BTC, minus 9.36%, seem to lose momentum after surging Tuesday to eclipse the record level that had stood early 2018. Bitcoin volatility is not going away anytime soon, but right now it seems the cryptoverse is in for a lot more pain in the short term, Edward Moya, of the foreign exchange brokerage Oanda, told clients in an update. The mood on Wednesday contrasted with the ebullience witnessed in traditional markets, as a new era of U.S. politics began with the swearing-in of President Joe Biden and the departure of Donald Trump. U.S. stocks rose to fresh record highs, with both Bloomberg and Reuters reporting that investors see Biden and his team wasting little time in pushing for a new trillion-dollar round of economic stimulus. The expectation of further stimulus and Federal Reserve money printing to finance the government spending packages has been a major bullish theme driving big investors toward Bitcoin. The cryptocurrency has been increasingly cast as a hedge against inflation, due to supply limitations that are hard-coded into the underlying blockchain network. This week, though, such speculation hasn't been able to thwart the growing conviction among analysts that a correction is brewing in cryptocurrency markets, or already underway. Not even Biden's first-day freeze of a controversial crypto wallet rule could turn the tide, nor could the news that BlackRock, the world's biggest money manager, has added Bitcoin to its investment mandate. Don't be entirely surprised if Bitcoin revisits sub-$30,000 territory before the next advance, Charlie Morris, CEO of the cryptocurrency fund manager ByteTree, wrote Wednesday in his weekly newsletter. Bitcoin prices have climbed 13% in just the first few weeks of this year, and Ether has soared a staggering 70%. Contrast those gains with the performance in the Standard & Poor's 500 index of large U.S. stocks, which is up just 2.6% year-to-date even after the Inauguration Day rally. So it could be that the rally in cryptocurrencies just went too far, too fast. Earlier this week, a Bank of America survey revealed that investors saw long Bitcoin shorthand for bets that the cryptocurrency's price will rise as the most crowded trade in global markets. It's a sign of just how bullish everyone had become. The market is having what is known as a breather. Matt Blom, head of sales and trading for the cryptocurrency exchange Diginex, told clients. UBS, the giant Swiss bank, penned a report on Bitcoin last week enumerating several reasons to approach the market with caution. For starters, the bank's analysts said they're skeptical of any essential real-world use cases, which makes it hard to estimate a fair value for Bitcoin. They also outlined a possibility that Bitcoin might end up as the crypto industry's version of Netscape and MySpace, examples of network applications that enjoyed success during the early days of the internet but have since faded. While the supply of an individual token might be limited, the supply of cryptocurrencies as an asset class is infinite, they wrote. The price increases in recent weeks have been extreme by every standard we can think of, according to the UBS analysts. By and large, most crypto investors remain long-term bullish, just increasingly convinced that short-term turbulence will highlight the short-term downside. Bitcoin will almost certainly continue upward eventually, but everything needs to pause here and there, Michael Stark, a market analyst at FX broker Exynos, told CoinDesk's Daniel Khari. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.